don't use.
All right. So am I taking us in? Am I the host this week?
Sure. Should we start off with like a theme song? Should I try and make a little jingle? Hot.
I mean,
takes,
I have a piano.
Cold
guitar.
Brews. It's the night where we do drinking and get mad at each other.
Yeah. I don't want to do this anymore.
Not mad at each other. This is where we get together and gang up on Logan. So it's basically like every other night, but it's recorded.
What do you think the L in cold brew stands for?
I'm taking an L.
I can start it. I kind of want to now.
I believe in you.
All right, go ahead.
All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Hot Takes Cold Brews. My name is Tyler. Jim Sock Hancock on Twitch, YouTube, Twitter. Give me a follow. Take a look if you like what we're about to say. And yeah, welcome. We say whatever is on our mind. Got some topics for tonight, and we're gonna get into it. Drink a little, talk a little, see what happens. Fun times.
Cheers.
How was that?
I forgot beer.
Good. I like that.
I will have a brew for the next one.
You should have two brews for the next one because
okay,
one for next Thursday, one for this Thursday.
Yeah, and one for each topic, so you're gonna need six.
Yeah,
just be ready for that.
Don't tempt me with a good podcast.
But yeah. Hi everyone, Helikovsky. They'll call me Nate. You'll probably hear me referred to as that, but Helikovsky on social media and Twitch. I stream a bunch of games lately. It's been a lot of RuneScape, so if you want to bore yourself to death, feel free to stop by. Also, your resident 1300 ELO chess player. But honestly, I'm just excited to have some heated conversation and some slightly lower temperature alcohol. Glad to be here.
Oh, is that it? Humble
yeah,
brag.
Typically, yeah, that was a good flex.
Yeah.
Nice humble brag on the ELO there. I like that.
Thank you.
Insert generic self introduction here. I'm Logs Blogs on all socials and Twitch as well. Logan and what they said. I did that.
You're not a 1300 ELO chess player. Sorry.
No, I'm a negative 1300 ELO chess player.
You're a cyberpunk main.
Cyberpunk main.
The hot take cyberpunk started already here. No.
Yeah. So do we just want to get right into the first topic?
Yeah.
The really small indie title that came out yesterday.
Small, you probably haven't heard of it. Which one was that?
You probably haven't heard of it.
That was the new Halo,
Assassin's
right?
Creed, I think it's from the. Yeah. Ubisoft or Ubisoft?
Assassin's Creed. Pop punk
Diesel punk, I think it was.
Assassin's Creed 2077.
Yeah. Yeah, cyberpunk. So,
no, I haven't heard of that one. No,
so, unfortunately, only Nate and I have played it currently.
No, fortunately, ooh, only you and Nate have played it.
You know, it seems to be the only people talking shit online are the ones who haven't played it now. Seems like everybody who's played it is saying great things.
Okay, all right. No, we can
not across that. Not across the board, I'd say. But yeah, there have been some pretty. Actually, to be honest with you, I would say it's probably 50-50. To be honest.
Oh, I haven't
Burbank,
seen anything
so far
negative
on PS5. Cyberpunk has been a buggy disaster for me. I realize some people are having pretty decent runs, but my God, this game needed way more time.
Nothing but good reviews so far online, I heard.
Okay, and that's on a PlayStation 5.
Anybody that says it's running better on PC is a liar.
Okay, hold
from
on.
Donovan, Crip Daddy. At Real Young Crip on Twitter.
Oh, yes. The one and only.
Has 105 likes and one retweet, so you know it's good. 106.
And how many followers?
Probably more than me.
Let me look.
Probably 12.
Definitely more than me.
81,300 followers.
Way more than me. Only by a hair, though. I'm close.
Yeah.
I'm catching up.
I will say, honestly, maybe you disagree with me, but what I've noticed from most people is that they're saying that they had really high ambitions and they like half delivered. That's what I'm getting from most people. Like, nobody is saying that like it's outright everything they expected it to be, but for the most part, I've noticed like even the good reviews are saying like, it had potential, it's out there, it's fun, but it's only like a half-realized version of what they wanted it to be. I don't even know if I agree with that personally, but
I was gonna say, I could get on board with that if you were one of the people in the camp of like, this is gonna change everything. Because some people were like, this game's gonna do things games can't even do. But like, I think it's
wild.
Or just like that implication, right?
This
that, like,
game is gonna change. Impregnate my wife.
It's gonna excite. Well, yeah. hold on. Hold on. I haven't finished it yet. We'll find out. but like. For me, it seems, I mean, I'm only like 8 hours in, so I can't really fully review it, but like, it seems like it's like, if this was any other video game without this much hype, I feel like it would be 10 out of 10 across the board. No one would even question it, personally.
Yeah.
I think it's only because the expectation was so high that it theoretically didn't deliver.
Yeah.
Because it had unrealistic expectations.
It's almost like a conversation we had a few months ago.
No, that wasn't recorded, so we don't have to worry about that.
That was recorded, actually. It was on track. I'm pretty sure there's a bot on Twitch.
It is not.
If I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure I recorded that entire VOD.
Oh, fuck.
Saved it to my computer.
Tyler was streaming that night, too. I forgot.
Yeah, it was on my stream.
I thought I could get rid of it.
Yeah, I have to say, I think I've only put in like maybe 4 or 5 hours so far, because I started it today. And what I have to say is, like, I'm super excited to explore the world. Like, unbelievably excited. I had a mission or a task that I had to go do, and I drove over, like, the interstate, and, like, it comes up from, like, the, you know, the bottom clumped parts of the city where it's super dense, and it kind of comes up and gives you a little bit of a reprieve, and you can see, like, different sections, like, left side, right side, like you see like different styles and everything. And I'm just super excited to like get into those areas, because if the way it visually appeals to me is how it plays, I'm gonna be 100% in it. And I was a skeptic, but the only thing that I have an issue with is I feel like, and again, I'm still sort of in the prologue, right? So I don't have too much going on, but like even just doing a couple of the side missions, I felt like I felt like there was so much going on, and not just like visually, but like I got into a fight, or there was like some small side mission where I had to like take out like a gang of people, and like I'm firing and doing all these things, and I'm trying to turn on the like hacko vision where you can kind of see all the things that you can hack in the area, and like I'm still getting blasted and grenades thrown at me, and like kind of in a way I wish so far that it was a little more like Fallout, where like when you go into the VAT system, like everything kind of just stops and you can assess what's going on and figure out what your game plan is. Whereas this seems like really hectic, and on top of the music being like slamming me in the ears the entire time, which is my fault, right? I can turn the volume down, but I want the full experience. I'm like trying to make decisions, and there's just like four on the floor, just kicks and bass blowing my ears out while I'm trying to make these decisions.
You're like, fuck yeah, fuck
run the jewels, daddy. Just
yeah,
just blaring in your ear.
Yeah, I'm hoping that as I get better at the game, it becomes more clear in those situations. But it feels like engagements are really clustered. I don't know if it's a bad thing or just something that I dislike. But when I get into like large scale engagements like that, there's so much going on, and it's so hard to like pick apart
and,
what I want to
do. And I've noticed that like some of the AI will just drop my phone, will charge you, like absolutely will rush your ass. Like, and like it's not like traditional you know, AI and
stand in place and peek, yeah.
Yeah. Well, some of them will, and that's what makes it hard, right? You got the guys in the back who are still shooting you, and then then you just got like, you know, two of them that rush at you.
Even not cool with that, though. It feels pretty organic, right?
And it's not even melee people, right? It'll be people with a gun who just fucking just decide to bum rush you.
Yeah.
It makes it harder than the game's harder than I thought it would be.
Well, yeah, you guys are both playing it on hard, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I was gonna do very hard, but I don't hate myself that much.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have some self worth.
Like erect.
Like, same playthrough, normal playthrough, but your penis is fully erect. Yeah, the entire game.
But you got a straight penis just bulging out of your pants, ready to bust a nut on whoever.
Hell yeah, Rod.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
There's like every time you crit, it actually does expose and thwacks them right for like bonus damage. That'd be pretty sick.
I'm not sure the extent, because I haven't even unlocked them yet, but I do know there are abilities that'll do that stuff that you're talking about. later in the game.
Freeze time, that kind of deal.
Or like slow it down. Yeah, there's put you into like a breach and clear kind of time. So yeah,
okay, yeah,
time freeze almost. Yeah,
word.
The thing that's actually like surprised me with this game is like I expected the real flavor to be in the side quests. I'm sure they are. I haven't really gotten to where I can start exploring them that much. Mm-hmm. But I am surprised how much I like the main story. It is, it's phenomenal.
That's the whole time
of the game.
Well, yeah, but like especially in a lot of open world RPGs, they sometimes make these like their main story like a little generic, a little short. Mm-hmm. You know, it's there to teach you the game, and then you play the other stuff, or at the very least, like it'll be shitty till the end of the game, you know, yeah. And then it'll get good or whatever, and then end. But like
my first hot take, okay, I want to put it out there. That kind of reminds me of Skyrim, to be honest.
That's exactly the main
story of Skyrim was bland.
You know what pisses me off about Skyrim, really quick?
Oh boy, here we go. Let's go.
Watch yourself. I still love
Hold
the
on,
game.
I'm sitting up. Okay, go ahead.
My watch yourself here. I played the game for maybe like 3 hours, right?
Oh, and the full experience. Okay.
Right. I went to the first village. I killed a chicken, and I didn't. I wasn't able to progress for like 3 days. I would pick up the game again, and it was like, hey, I remember you from 37 hours ago. You killed my chicken. And then the whole town comes at you, and I'm like, how do I progress? Yeah. And then
news moves slowly there. So like that guy probably just found out like 30 minutes before he turned it back on.
It's delivery chickens, and I killed his delivery chicken, so he had to go by foot. But yeah, and then after a while, I don't know. I just couldn't get into it, I think, because of that. So I was eventually able to progress, and I got my Fus Roda, and then I Fus Roda'd myself off the mountain to see how far I would go before I despawned.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I think in general, to get back to Cyberpunk, I've had, you know, obviously I've had time to watch, you know, both you guys play it. And, you know, in the hours that I've seen you guys play it looks like it could be entertaining, but I don't see longevity in it.
I think, honestly, just from the short amount of time that I put into it, I'm super excited to just log on for a couple of hours and just, like, explore, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And that's what I wanted out of the game. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are super excited and invested in storytelling from CD Projekt Red and all that kind of stuff, but I'm excited to just like run around and do side quests and get sick ass guns. Like Logan knows, I don't know if I had this conversation with you, Tyler, but I said that I'm putting like all my points into the tech tree because I want to be able to fully customize all of my stuff, like all of my guns. And the tech tree like doesn't really have that many bonuses other than like super powerful explosives and the ability to craft like crazy rare gear. So, like, I just want to get into side quests, get super rare materials, make them into crazy shit, and blast some heads off. Like, that's the goal for me. And I think there's going to be a lot of, not replayability, but, like, my one character is going to get a lot of play, I think, just because of that.
Right.
Now, what I will say is if and when they do add multiplayer, that world is going to be sick for RP.
Yeah, and I think that's
which they have announced they are.
They have?
Yeah, so. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? Like the game in general? Mm-hmm. It kind of gives me like a Borderlands vibe in terms of like shoot 'em up games and in terms of like side quests available. And
yeah.
But that's why I have that fear with Cyberpunk is because, you know, Borderlands to me, I played through the story once and I don't really feel the need to pick it up again. You know,
it's made for different people, right? Like Logan can agree because I mean, I put in a decent amount of time into Borderlands games. Logan has put a lot of time into Borderlands games, and it depends on what you want out of the game, right? If you want a good story and blow them up and shoot them up kind of deal, you're gonna get one playthrough out of Borderlands or Cyberpunk or whatever. But the loot chasing, the gear grinding is like that's paramount to anything else, especially in Borderlands, but I feel like in Cyberpunk it's going to be the same thing.
And also,
Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was gonna say on top of that, like you're gonna have that in a game that also has it seems to be unparalleled choice so far. Like I've heard of like 10 different endings now already.
Yeah. I'm surprised by the amount of dialogue options I have at such an early point in the game. Just during the prologue, the background that I chose gives me specific options, and like I have seen how they've played out in the scenarios, right? Like I'm doing just and I'm not going to go super spoilery, right? Obviously, but
yeah, please. Some of us are still playing the game.
there's a point just like an hour in where you have to partner up with this lady that works for a company. That because I chose crypto as my path, I'm a part of all of the like elites of the city or whatever, or I was a part of the elites of the city. I had dialogue options where like I said to this person, I was like, I understand what situation you're in, I can help you. Whereas if I wasn't that, I literally don't get that option, and the cutscene that I'm in and the way that I had to go about the next mission is totally different. And I can see that right off the bat.
So that's actually funny because I know exactly what mission you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was interesting where I had to deal with that same character, but I was doing it from a position of power. So mm-hmm. like when I negotiated, like she had all the power in that scene and was dictating all the terms. It was like, this is what's going to happen. Corpo.
Holy shit.
But I also invest in crypto.
Sorry, yeah, I was thinking about my Ripple skyrocketing. I just had to think of anything else.
The time is now. I've been told by my friend. The time is now.
The time is now. Again.
Right.
Yeah.
It's always the time.
They're also like, because I put all my points into tech. Mm-hmm. So the way it works when you set up your character, each of the five different like main skills or attributes start at 3 points, and you can't go below 3 points. When you're making your character, you also can't go above 6 points. I think it's 6 or maybe it's 7.
Oh, okay. I didn't try to max any out. Oh.
Yeah, so if you try to max it out, you can only go to like 6 to start. I have only put my level up points into tech so far. And there was a point, Logan, you'll probably know, the second time that you go to that bar and then you're talking to the tech before you go into the brain dance.
Mm-hmm.
Because my tech was so high, I had a dialogue option that talks about all of the stuff that she uses. Like I walk in and instead of being like, wow, this is crazy, I have like a whole 2 or 3 lines of dialogue I know what chip's in that and I know who makes that and this and that, and then like form sort of like a relationship with that person. I don't know if it'll have any effect on like side missions going forward, but I would assume they do. Ooh. And the only way that I had access to that dialogue line was to have a 10 in tech, which was the maximum amount. Like I had to put every point in tech.
Holy shit.
So if that's the case, replayability for like min-maxed characters is probably there too. Cause like there's things you're not going to get unless you are absolutely min-maxed in one category.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very clear example.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm not like doing like, you know, 1 point for each thing, but I am like, you know, I'm putting points spread out pretty well. I put a lot into the they call it cool, but it's basically, you know, charisma and every other game.
Yeah.
And I it is funny to have that kind of leveled up. I get a lot of sarcastic one-liners or observational stuff too. Yeah. Like if someone's hiding something, like my character, I'll have an option to point it out.
Like, and that'll give me,
and that'll give me like leverage in the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
There are also times because I put no points in whatever the melee like bonus is. So I get to a point where I can choose to like beat the guy up or like intimidate, and it's like 3 out of 7 or something like that that I need, and I was like, I'm probably not gonna try that.
So what's the deal with the transphobia with Cyberpunk? Like do we know like the
yes, 3 cis white men talking about this.
Well, no. I'm just saying, like, you guys have experience playing the game, and I know that, yeah, we're 3 cis hetero men, but, you know, I was curious as to if you've come across any blatant, you know, transphobia during the gameplay that you guys have had that you think might actually cause a problem with, like the, again, with the longevity of the game and with the audience that they're trying to get across to?
I haven't seen anything in game now.
Okay.
There is the question of that one ad.
Yep. The mixed up ad. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's very subjective. And again, you know, my perspective is not the one that should be leading the conversation on this kind of thing.
And I think that should just be a general, like, we are not part of that community.
Disclaimer.
Support the LGBTQ+ community, but we are not a part of the LGBTQ+ community.
And inherently me saying I don't see a problem with it doesn't mean there isn't a problem with it.
You have blinders on for being the cis hetero male that it's impossible to really.
Yeah.
Just like pinpoint specific issues in the game.
I will say I'm very surprised, right? So there's a couple of issues. Logan, actually, you might be able to elaborate on, there were some issues in the past with CD Projekt Red while they were making the game that were kind of an issue. But of what I've seen, the advertisement that got a lot of flack and was called out a few days before the release of the game. Mm-hmm. And I think they talked about it before, but like it blew up again right before the release. I don't personally see it, I guess, in the same light that I saw some of the complaints come from. Again, without being, you know, somebody that can have, you know, a very specific opinion on it. The way that it is, basically, so it's just an image. It's for a product called Mix It Up, and the tagline is like 16 flavors you'd love to mix up, right? And their play on this is they commodify the idea of being transgender. And specifically in the image, it is for the most part like waist up, outwardly presenting as female, but you can see like a huge like line where whoever's on the advertisement's magnum dong is. You can see it like just
so monster cock. Use the scientific term, monster cock.
So yeah, what they were saying, right, is saying that they're like commodifying like trans folk and saying that, you know, you can't just throw this up and say that this is an okay advertisement because you're turning it into, you know, whatever advertisement for a product or whatever.
Right.
And I get it. And it's not that I necessarily disagree, but like when I view it personally, like when I just walk up to it as a spectator in the game and I see the advertisement, and I said this to Logan earlier today, I think, while I was playing, to me, it doesn't even seem like that was really the goal. Like, I think maybe there's like a conclusion being drawn between two things that aren't related there. Because to me, like the hairstyle is kind of, I mean, could be perceived as like feminine, but it's basically like shaved half of the head. The other half of the head is like a straight, like neon blonde hair over the side. Mm-hmm. And like makeup and lipstick and stuff, but from what I've seen of the game so far, it just seems that like there's a lot more like gender fluidity across the board,
right?
And outside of even like the cybernetics that you can get added to your character and everything, like when I'm making my character, it doesn't ask me, you know, okay, you're male, so no fingernail options, no makeup. Like, you just make your character and all of the options are available to everyone for every category. You can do everything. So for example, like, I don't think I ended up picking one because I couldn't see them. They didn't like get close enough to my hands, but you can have nail polish and you just pick it and you have it on your hands, and being in first person, you see them all the time when you're moving around and stuff.
Right.
But like my character has like eyeshadow just because I thought it looked good. Like, I thought it looked cool.
Eyeshadow's
right?
Fucking hot, bro.
So like, I didn't really see it as them like marketing like somebody that's transgender. It just looked like somebody that has a massive dong and this is how they dress. Mm-hmm. Like, this person's
packing heat and you know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like it was trying to sell that person as a specific, you know, identity or anything like that. It just seemed like, hey, everybody looks like this and has 15 different things that normally you don't associate with each other all in the same person. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole idea, right? Is mix it up or whatever.
Right.
You know,
well,
you crazy hairstyle and a massive dong and wearing a leotard, and, you know, everything going on at the same time is kind of the idea.
And I think that is part of the problem, though, is like why people are seeing it as at least at best dismissive and at worst transphobic. Because
Yeah.
It's, Because in a vacuum, you're right that that one poster is not the end of the world. Like, at least, you know, how we see it. We could be wrong, you know, with our privilege blinders. But the thing is that also is that, like, a lot of the attitude of the game's advertisement was presenting things of that nature. And it was this kind of theme of, like, do whatever you want, you know, or, like, be crazy, right?
Right.
It's not, it's so, and I think the issue that people had is, like, that's, that's implying that these things are not normal. That, like, these things are, like, going hog wild in a fantasy game, right? It's you know, it's like, these aren't real people. Oh, God, no, you know, it's like, you're going nuts in a video game. Right. And so I think that's the issue that people have with it is because it's just that. It's like, you know, well,
that makes a lot of sense that because it's such a dystopic, like, place in society that they try to make it seem like that's a bad thing, but you can do whatever you want. I think you're right. Yeah. If they did a better job at presenting it as, I mean, if it wasn't a dystopia, right? If it was presented as something like great and grand, you'd be like, oh, all of these people do whatever they want with their bodies because nobody has an opinion on it anymore, right?
Yeah.
Right. Which is like the utopic vision of the same thing, as long as it was presented that way. But because it's a dystopia, because people are doing anything they can to alter their body. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, and the game kind of presents that idea, as you said. It's instead of like, hey, we're doing this because it's who we are, that's the game's like, fuck it, you know, this is crazy. Yeah. It's weird. Which that's the problem, is calling it weird, you know. I mean, they aren't doing that directly, but they, you know, definitely.
And I guess almost
conveying,
again, just because of the perception I'm coming in with, I don't see it as a bad thing because my perception of what I'm experiencing is everybody does what they want, right?
Right.
Which isn't necessarily the way that they were putting it into the game. It's just my perception of it, which isn't a fair assessment.
I think something to keep in mind is, like, when it comes to inclusivity in video games, I think no game that is as large as Cyberpunk has been or is, they don't get it right every time. Right? Yeah. But I do think, though, yes, this game, from what I've read, because again, we stand with, you know, the LGBTQ plus community, we're not a part of it, so we have the privilege of not having to face that day to day issues that people like that are discriminated against have. So it's hard for us to like single it out and be like, that's an issue.
Because I'm not seeing it every day, right? I just see this and go, oh, okay,
like, it's not shoved in your face like men's bathroom, women's bathroom, and you're like, but I do believe that with the amount of options and selection that this game has given people, I think it is taking a step forward in terms of allowing a more inclusive experience with people.
Well, the other thing... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think we're about to say the same thing. Mm-hmm. The thing that seems more egregious to me, because that's also what I'm comparing it to, is you have all those options for your character. You can do whatever you want. And there are... Forget the fact that you can only choose male or female based on your voice, right? Forget the fact that you can just only choose two, and there's not like 8-12 different voices and you can choose whatever and just...
Even Call of Duty had 9 binary this year, and they
They only had 2 options, male or female, and that decided how your character was
on voice too.
How the pronouns were for the rest of the game,
right?
Based on a voice, which that's the thing, is like, imagine going through all that effort, and I think like actively making the decision, okay, when you make your character, you have all 100% options regardless of who you want your character to be, what you want your character to be, except a voice. To go that far and then to just do that just seems like they had an opportunity to like actually knock it out of the park and say, anybody that wants to play our game, you can be exactly who you want to be. And then just to strip it away by saying, well, you only get 2 voices and there's only 2 genders you can choose from. I think that's kind of wild. That's
insane.
And no they option.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
even put that in, how would you like to be, you know, referred to? It would take 2 seconds because they already have he and she in each of the dialogues, right? They have those options. To have a voice actor say they a few times or them is unbelievably easy.
Call of Duty did it. Yeah, that's the part I can't get over. in a game in the 80s where it's like CIA, hardcore CIA operatives are properly gendering someone, and they can't do it in the game that's that tried to market itself on being extremely woke.
Yeah.
In some aspects. Yeah.
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 And that's the heartbreaker for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of what made the ad not as bad, is because I was like, oh, this is reasonable. But then if I look at it through the lens that they kind of went 80% everywhere else, then it starts to seem a little bit more egregious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't see the character select screens. So I actually wasn't able to witness what the experience was selecting your character. But now that I realize that they only had the two voices, that's super fucked.
Yeah.
But keeping on topic with Cyberpunk, talking about all the layered issues that it came with, you know, day of release in terms of bugs and everything. I think it's a good transition to switch over to our other topic, which is which console had the better launch. Because, you know, Cyberpunk, I'll end it with this, is that Cyberpunk has a slew of issues, you know, code-wise and, you know, inclusivity-wise. But the PlayStation, the PS5, and the Xbox One, I guess, they had some very serious issues with it in terms of, like, bug crashes and shit. I don't want to get too much into it, only because I haven't experienced anything, because I don't own them on either console. But I do think that it's a good segue to bring up which console we believe had the better launch. And for the record, I have no numbers on either
console. I was going to say, me too.
I have a couple of, I have a couple of, like, small things pulled up. But for the most part, I'll tell you, honestly, name the number of people that you know in your personal life that said that they pre-ordered an Xbox. That's the way I have a group of friends that have sat on Walmart, have sat on Amazon, have sat on Best Buy, have sat on Target for the pre-orders. I have people that, like, have stayed up late to make sure that they get the order and don't get it, right? Because people are ordering so fast in their bots for PS5s, right? I think
the whole idea of going into the topic of poachers is great after, you know, like, the release in general.
Tyler,
on your screen, are you above me right here? Because I was pointing to you when he said he had friends who stayed up.
You're pointing to me on my screen.
Oh, okay. How about over here?
You're pointing to me too.
I'm
sorry. You're pointing to Nate on my screen as well.
Okay. How about up here then? Up here?
I didn't sit.
That's pretty good.
I didn't sit. I just so happened to go onto Walmart and I saw that they were doing a deal at noon. So went on at 11:59 and I refreshed the page right at noon and the game crashed. Or not the game.
We're going back to Cyberpunk now.
Yeah, here we go.
It only crashed on me one time.
You know what I think is crazy? I think that the PS5 won this one hands down in terms of launch strictly because of the same day release of console exclusives.
Yep. Yeah, I was going to say there's more reason to buy one, right?
Right. What came out with it? Spider-Man, Miles Morales came out the same day.
Demon's Souls
was huge. I watched every streamer I love to watch was playing it.
Yep.
Besides you guys. That was good. God damn it, you got me.
But we don't have PS5s, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I tried.
Do you remember when I had a pre-order and canceled it?
Yeah, you're literally the worst kind of person.
Not only did he spend $500 and then get refunded $500, he had the opportunity to turn that $500 into triple the money in like 40 seconds and said, you know what? I just don't want to.
I would never do that. No, I fuck scalpers, dude. Fuck them.
This is capitalism, bro. You got to learn to poach.
You got to live. You got to live in the machine. You know.
I'm with the Matrix. You know.
Yeah, I'm in Cyberpunk. Yes. No. Blue.
Is the blue pill?
Red was to get out. Yeah. Blue was to stay in.
Yeah, just stay in.
As a longtime Xbox fanboy, I mean, I will caveat by saying I think Microsoft is playing a long game here. With Game Pass.
Yep, agree. Yeah. I mean, I was gonna say that. Yep.
Honestly, like I think if they didn't, which they kind of they they shot themselves in the foot short term for long term benefit. I think if they didn't say like, hey, every single cool game coming out on Xbox will be on PC Game Pass too, then I think more people would have been buying the Series X, myself included, maybe.
I think,
but I don't have to get it now.
Exactly. I think the thing is Microsoft is, I mean, Sony in the video game space has to work off of hardware. They don't have the same separate entity, right? Like Microsoft has people on PC, but people at Microsoft are realizing because they don't need to sell a large number of consoles. Sell it to the people who need to have consoles in order to play games, and don't try to sell it to every household in America, because hardware sales don't make the company's money. And that has been the case for at least what, a dozen to 15, 20 years or whatever. Like, consoles don't make the money. It's the money they make off the games that make them the large sums of money. So what they did is they doubled down on the games make us money and offered the Game Pass. So like, our topic is specifically who had the better console launch.
Yes. Yeah.
In my eyes at this point in time, Sony's going to have the better console launch probably for the rest of eternity. Like, when PlayStation 65 comes out, it's going to beat the Xbox Theta X Delta Pi, whatever they put out.
Omega.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, it's literally just like a, it's not even a physical console. It's just like a, it's like a chip that goes into your brain in the shape of an X, right? Like, that's all, you know.
You are like, the console now.
Yeah, but as far as like success just in general, I mean, Game Pass across the board, it's unstoppable. There's nothing better in the market for people who want to put in the money but want to play their exclusives and want to have their parties with friends that aren't super into PC. They can get the console if they want, and then if people have the PC already, you pay $5 to $15 a month depending on what you want out of the package, right? And you're in. You can play with those same friends that have the console. You can play all the games, all the exclusives, what one's Xbox does have. And they're just going to make money hand over fist. And subscription models have been the way to go for at least the last decade. I mean, subscriptions are the way to go. That's how the world works now. But
I just quickly got to an article about the Xbox Game Pass. I guess they're going to find a way to get it to iOS in spring 2021.
Wow.
By like circumnavigating the Apple Store and using like a third party app installer.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that's fucking crazy. I was trying to find somewhere. I don't think I'll have enough time, but oh yeah, here it is. The Verge put something out. It was a while ago, like closer to Thanksgiving. Where it's just saying that I think the direction that Microsoft is going is, in terms of the Xbox, is it's possible that they are that they're looking into changing Xbox from a console to an app for your TV. Where instead of a console, you load up the app and that will bring you to the Xbox whatever.
Like Stadia, but not garbage.
Yeah, or yeah. I mean, it could be like Stadia, but worse. I mean, you never know.
Yeah. Absolutely lukewarm take. Stadia is, I appreciate the ambition, but
oh yes, yeah,
they
I agree.
Knew that Stadia was not going to be good.
The worst part is they are much. Pushing it still.
We can't solve latency. I wonder, I will check really quick if you guys want to riff for a second. I'm curious how many active monthly users there are on Stadia.
I mean, can we guess?
I don't think it's triple digits, but we're going to find out.
It's gonna be. I think it's gonna be close though. I'm gonna say like roughly 82,000 people.
So all of Stadia, is it global? Stadia is global, right?
Stadia is international, yeah.
So monthly users. Looking for
that work that use it at least once per month, right? Like the average.
Yeah. I'm going to say 50,000. Even that sounds too high, but I'm going to go with 50. I'm going with it.
I got 88. You can't stop me.
I'm going with 50, but it might be 32. I don't know why. That just popped in my head. But I'm saying 50.
But I feel like it's going to come out of nowhere. It's going to be like 150,000. I feel like it's going to...
I just don't see it. Like, okay, I understand that, like, we're gamers, right? So, like, we sit
yeah,
there and
baby.
We scoff at it. But, like, even the casual player,
me.
there's no way that Stadia has less than, like, 150 millisecond lag. There's no way.
Right.
And even casual gamers are going to feel that. They're going to be like, oh, I was walking to the left, and then I turned, and I kept walking, and I died, or... And that just doesn't feel good. There's no way you get somebody on board to constantly play with that much lag.
Right.
There's just no way.
How many is it? Did you find it?
I'm still looking. I'm still trying to push through. 9 months ago, it had 500,000 downloads, but like I would even download it like to try it, you know, and then drop it immediately after.
At the end of the day, what game company do you think is going to last the longest?
Video game company? What do you mean?
Or like the major corps, like Sony, Nintendo, Microsoft.
Well, I mean, it's Microsoft because of Windows.
Well, no, I mean, like, if you were looking at like, how long do you think they're going to produce consoles? Is what I'm saying. Like, who do you think is going to be the last?
It'll be Nintendo because they're 10 years behind everybody else. So that's
there it is.
Free melee, baby! Save Smash.
They're going to be like, we're finally putting
rollback netcode on all of our games.
Sephiroth and Smash.
You know what makes Vigoroth me really mad about that, by the way? Small aside. Is they've been dog shit for the last 2 weeks for all of their decisions, and then they put a banger of a character in those.
I was going to say, I already have the pass,
so I don't have to buy it again.
Yeah, true. Same as like Tyler and I are like, you know, I've never played Final Fantasy. I don't think you have either. So like to us, it's like, what the fuck, you know, who cares? But I've heard people are really hyped for 7.
Yeah, people are like, I never expected.
Yeah, people are really hyped for him.
I mean, it's trending.
I was
Twitter
like,
right
another.
Now,
so. I was like, oh yeah, it's number one. I was like, oh, another sword character. Let's go. but I don't know. It's yeah. I they're not. I don't know. I have no faith in that company anymore.
I think.
I mean, I haven't in years, but
right. I think it'll. When it comes to like hype for a new Smash character, this is a big riff now. We are going on the fucking walls.
True.
I think there's only a couple characters that can do damage via the internet that Minecraft Steve did.
Da, 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 da.
Minecraft Steve broke the internet.
What was that? Sorry.
Minecraft Steve broke the internet.
Yeah.
So hot theory here. I think they're saving Master Chief for Halo Infinite, like to like coincide.
I would think more yes until it got delayed until fall of 2021.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing though, right? Is like earlier this year there was like a lot of like, oh, Chief's probably coming, and like those rumors come from somewhere, and I think that was before Halo got delayed. I think it was gonna coincide because that's what Nintendo does with all their other stuff, right? That's why there's a billion Fire Emblem characters, because every time a new Fire Emblem comes out, Nintendo's like, oh, Sakurai, it's time for your Fire Emblem session. Yes, honey.
Sakurai's like, yeah. Yes, honey. I'm coming. Peg me with the Marth Tipper. Thank you.
You know, I think that, like, or even if it's not planned, they have a year to do it now because Halo got delayed till the fall.
Yeah.
It was supposed to come out in the spring. Well, originally this fall and then spring and now next fall.
I think there's three characters that can do what Steve did. And I think it's... Sora.
Yeah, yep. Sora.
I think Sora will absolutely break the fucking internet. Mm. I think Crash Bandicoot has potential to break the internet.
I feel like he's too expected. I expect him to be in the game eventually. Yeah. Like I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
I don't know.
And Waluigi.
Oh well, Waluigi, yeah. Maybe, yeah. Well, he can't. He's an assist trophy. He can't be, right?
I would say no, because they broke that. Yeah, Byleth they broke
was
that.
Was trophy, wasn't it? Weren't they?
Yeah.
Well, but in the same game, though.
But I would say Goku, if it ever happened, would break the internet, would be my second guess over Sora. Yeah. And then I think honestly, Master Chief would probably blow up. The only person I wanted to smash and their whole fucking moveset works perfectly is Hollow Knight.
Yeah.
There's no reason the knight is not in the game.
Well, even like people were like drawing up like prospective Smash attacks and like
it's perfect.
Moveset.
It's perfect. Yeah. It's his entire move. Like the actual abilities that he has in game are literally the same ones that you have in Smash.
I would love to see Bandana Waddle Dee just show up.
I don't know who that is.
It's like if Kirby and Meta Knight fucked King Dedede at the same time.
I've read that fanfic.
I wrote that fanfic.
Wrap us back around.
Yeah.
Stadium.
I don't have the numbers yet. I'm still searching.
Because they don't have them. There's nobody.
But apparently, Cyberpunk runs the best on Stadia.
No shit.
And there's no download. I'm reading through their Reddit, and maybe it's an echo chamber here, but there's a ton of outlets saying that if there's a place that you want to play Cyberpunk right now, it's Stadia. Because there's no download, it streams at 4K 30fps or 1080p 60fps on any of your devices. And if that's true,
shit.
Maybe this is finally time for, maybe Stadia finally blows up. Jumped in right before the wave.
I heard, and I heard this when Stadia came out, and the coinciding months after, is that if you live in New York, LA, you know, if you live in a city hub where you have fiber optic internet, then it runs well. Like, it works, like, very, very well in your house and everything like that, and on your Wi-Fi, or even, you know, hooked up or something. The issue is when you live anywhere else in the world, or the country, or in the U.S.
Fuck the mountains, bro.
You know? Yeah. You know, the issue is when you're not in a place with gigabyte fiber optic internet, you know? Well, if you have perfect conditions, it runs. That's every review I've heard from people who live in, like, L.A. and stuff. They're like, yeah, it works great for me. So,
have you guys seen the tweet from Microsoft about them literally asking kids to stop vaping into their Xbox?
Yes, because
they're doing those videos.
That's the funniest thing too.
Yeah. But I fell for it. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh yeah,
hey, bro, my Xbox is burning, and the smoke is coming out.
And that's something too, man. Like, I didn't really hear a whole lot about Xbox like functional hardware issues, but like PS5s blow up. They catch fire, bro.
They also get smashed by sledgehammers. I'll send you guys that video after.
Ooh, please do. I want that.
This is very anecdotal, but like, I have seen the PS5 shut off multiple times in a stream, like watching Critical and Hassan play, and also like two other streamers individually. I've seen it happen at least once per streamer with the PS5.
I think if I had to go through the amount of work that people have had to go through in order to secure the bag, and for it to literally catch fire like that, or just to shut down randomly, I would be livid.
I will say, they didn't break. They just shut off. They're just like, hey, I'm angry for no reason. I'm turning off.
That's what I'm saying.
Then they just turn it back on. But
I think the better launch was PS5, but I think the most secure longevity-wise, I think you guys are right. I think it's the Xbox.
Yeah,
I think it's the Xbox.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I was gonna say at least as an ecosystem.
Right.
I mean, the Series X maybe not. Like, I think it's a weird, it's a badly named console.
It's a badly named, badly shaped.
I'm okay with it because I'm okay with how a computer looks. why I'm okay with it.
If I'm okay with, you know, the way that a computer looks, which I am, I expect my Xbox that looks like a computer to function the same as a computer.
Yeah.
I don't want refrigerator of an Xbox to only be able to play video games on. Let me roam Twitter on my Xbox.
Yeah. Well, I think it.
Let
I
me
think
watch anime series... on my Xbox.
I mean, I'm sure the actual.
You can do that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you can definitely do
let
that.
Let me get viruses on my Xbox.
You can definitely do that.
You can definitely do that.
Just let me vape into my Xbox.
Shouldn't do that. I don't have like actual numbers. I'm sure they're out there, but I think like the Series X and the PlayStation 5 at this point are like comparable to like any of the like 10 series, right? Like if you had a PC build with like a 1080 or something, like I'm pretty sure that these, or even maybe like a lower end 20 series, I'm sure that at this point the consoles have caught up to those, right? I mean, I don't know. That's just my ignorant take. Like, I mean, they're playing games. Like, I was watching someone play Yakuza Like a Dragon last night. They're on a monitor, obviously, so optimal experience, but it looked great, and it had a great frame rate and everything.
GPU, like, I wouldn't have known. Xbox Series X would be equivalent to 2060, 2070 Super. but it would be slightly unbolted.
Probably, yeah. Because it's optimized too. So is
oh yeah.
Are the current gen consoles, they're using a specialized GPU, right?
Yes,
they're not,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the thing, is they're it's optimized. They don't do any functions outside of have a home page and play video games. Yeah. So what they can do is they can specifically design, and you know, humble brag, well, I guess it's not a brag, but I work in that industry. So like I see when we do like specialized chipsets for like, I can't really say specific things, but you know, when we make specialized chipsets, you know, that's the function. We say, okay, let's get rid of all these things that it literally doesn't need to use. And now all of the design space that we have available is just to make everything as efficient as possible, to pump out the best graphical quality, the best, you know, read write speeds, all that kind of stuff is literally designed in to be perfect, because the technology that they're using now is kind of perfected. Like, it's just specialized now. What you're doing is you're specializing a specific chipset to do a specific thing.
So all those teraflops,
true.
The PS5 is equivalent to a 2080 super, by the way.
I believe it. I'm just gonna say, like, watching people play the new Spider-Man, it looks good.
Dude, I am.
It looks good.
So excited to eventually have a PS5 that won't explode, and to have the ability to play Spider-Man. That's all that I want. Yeah. All that I want. I just want to play Spider-Man. Just let me play Spider-Man and let me be Miles Morales and just let me swing across New York City so that I can be a fucking superhero, please.
All that exaggerated black teen swagger, dude.
Oh yeah, all the
literally. Let me be a dramatic little boy in New York City who's best friends with a fucking superhero who's like, "Hey, let me teach you the ropes while you deal with puberty." And Miles Morales is like, "My dad died," and Peter Parker's like, "My uncle died." And then they're like, "Let's make out," and he's like, "Okay." And then it just gets out of nowhere, and then suddenly,
my favorite fanfic,
they're both fucking swinging webs out of their dicks, and they're hanging out atop skyscrapers upside down, kissing each other. And all that I want is to be able to do that with ray tracing on a PlayStation.
I actually have to go because that.
Are you also turned on?
It erected something in me that I didn't know could be erected anymore.
My penis just went from small to big.
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay, so.
Really less small.
Can we talk about that in Cyberpunk? Or I'm God. Why can I not have the 30-inch fucking
One spoiler, you get Magnum Dong attachment.
I've never heard of that. Is that like confirmed?
Confirmed.
I'm looking it up in Incognito right now.
The other thing that I was thinking too, right, is the mod community. All the
Say it again, sorry, I accidentally muted everybody.
Oh, I don't know what the actual name of it is, but there's a modification that you can have to increase the size of either genitalia.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
Wait, what would that look like? I typed
Google Magnum Dong Cyberpunk Achievement.
I'm sorry, ladies.
I actually think there is an achievement for that. You were right.
Oh, I got an interesting achievement when I was playing. In the very first mission where they give you combat, it's the same across the board. It's after you're done with your life path. When Jackie's like, "Here, you know, hit this jack for the tutorial," I said no, and the achievement was like fool's party or fool's idea or something like that. Like, and it was for, and it was,
oh, when he like gives you the little inhaler thing or whatever. Yeah, I declined.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, in the car, he Jackie offers you a little chip.
Oh, a chip. Okay, yeah.
For the tutorial, yeah.
Yep.
I said no because I was like, I played FPSs. And it gave me an achievement that was like, on your first time, deny the
tutorial. Yeah, pop into Logan's stream three, like 2 or 3 days from now, when he's complaining about all the things that he doesn't understand how they work because he didn't do the tutorial.
I mean,
calling it now.
What was in there besides point and shoot? I figured everything else out.
There was a lot of other stuff in there, no joke.
Oh, was there really? Because I feel like the game walked me through everything else afterwards.
There were four separate chapters in there.
I'm going to send you guys to a tweet.
Oh, yeah, please, yeah.
Because, like, I've every single combat encounter, I've been fine. I did have to learn the hard way against those giant mechs with the arm guns to shoot the arm guns.
Oh my god, spoilers! I'm not even there yet. Mechs with arm guns? Come on.
Wait. Oh, come on. Those are. Yeah, you'd come on. You know about
that. I'm actually not there.
Oh. Whoa, wait, what is this? Oh! It's glitching through! Oh no! Jamie, pull that shit up.
Yeah, our production team, just get the picture up on the front when the video comes out.
Tyler. Our production team, Tyler.
What I could.
But yeah. Okay, so I think we're done. I've gone so off the rails, but like I think we're all set with the console launch, right?
We know who won.
Yeah, it was Sony.
It was the Switch.
The last thing I want to say is Sony won.
It was not Melee.
Yeah, Melee was the only loser.
Loser was Melee. Sorry, Tyler.
Rest in peace, bro. I can't even find my fucking controller. I'm livid. I don't know where it went. I'm going to have to pull out one of the other six controllers.
I mean, it's not like you need it anytime soon.
Getting the numbers, by the way, for Stadia is impossible. But when I looked up, is Stadia a dead platform? The second thing that came up was, and I quote, is Roblox a Stadia? ?
That is deep.
That sentence. That was the second most searched thing based on what I had put
in.
Is Roblox a Stadia?
That's
anybody that's listening, if you want to PM me on Twitter or something.
Let us know in the comments below of this video if you're watching on YouTube.
Yeah, can somebody tell me, is Roblox a Stadia? I need to know.
I just say, I think we just found our title. Is Roblox a Stadia?
Oh God! Oh,
forget the 45 minutes of cyberpunk conversation. The real title that lets you know what this is about is Roblox a Stadia.
Literally
wild.
But yeah, man, it's something that I definitely am excited to get to. A topic that I'm very upset with is the how live streaming and you know, social platform videos are being flagged for copyright and for the way that big old dusty corporations are taking away the ability to play music on streams and on YouTube videos. And it's getting kind of ridiculous at this point. You know, it's to the point where even yesterday on Logan's stream, you know, my friend Nick was humming a song.
Oh yeah.
And there was a deep fear that, you know, Logan could get DMCA'd on Twitch and get literally completely ass fucked by Twitch banning him, or he'd get a warning first, but
they sent a hit squad to my house.
Right. It's just crazy, man. I don't know what to do about it. I try and play my lo-fi hip hop beats to study/relax to every day when I stream, except for right now when I'm doing my Pokemon run, because I just let that music vibe out, and I'm scared of playing it because I'm going to get flagged and DMCA'd forever, and then I'm just going to get the big old DMC dick in my ass, you know. And I just want the ability to play music and vibe out with my homies without the fear of getting banned on live streams or getting my demonetized on YouTube.
Boy, is it going to feel bad when you go through all these hoops to not play music and then Nintendo strikes your channel down for playing Pokemon music in-game on stream.
Yep. Oh, that's right. Yeah, actually, yep. You should be careful about that, yeah.
I will deal with that when I deal with that.
Yeah. Now, I'll jump in super quick, and then Logan, I'll let you jump in, you know, say your piece while I prepare my next statement. But I have a lot of specific things that I know about DMCA and I know about that world that I want to make sure I put across succinctly so that I don't ramble on. But I play music on my stream, and my bet, not that it's necessarily a good one, right? But because I'm not streaming to hundreds or thousands of people, right?
Right.
I don't think it's going to come for me first. I just delete my VODs and it's not a huge deal. I'm playing music on my stream because I think the onus is not on the individuals that are playing the music, and the onus is on Twitch to work with the people that they need to work with in order to get this solved. Because I think there's a ton of super reasonable, super easy terms to come to get this taken care of. And I don't think it's going to take that long before there is a solution in place, because these little band-aid solutions of Twitch releases specific non-DMCA music that they found out some of the songs are still DMCA and you can still get in trouble for them, even though they release them on their own, you know, whatever. Those are just band-aid fixes that I think they're throwing in that really solve nothing. And I don't think it's worth it to completely change the landscape of live streaming because a bunch of old dusty suits haven't, you know, moved on to this century and solved the problems that they have. And to be honest, there we talked about this a little bit ahead of time, but there's no reason that they should be striking people down. And that one guy that put a bill in that says that it's going to be a felony to play music on stream. There's no reason that they should make zero money and then kick people off of platforms instead of make some money from stuff from a new avenue. It's literally just more money generated for the industry if they just find a way.
I think this might be a hot take, fingers crossed. I feel like we haven't had too many today, but I think if they allowed, like, even if they came to an agreement that the ad revenue that streamers would make would go towards getting the copyright of the songs, or, you know, coming to an agreement with the, like, with music companies. Like, I think what the big one is, what, UGM, I think, is like the big one on Ytube that takes a lot of videos down or whatever.
UMG.
Yeah.
Universal.
Yeah. Even if they come to an agreement where they're like, hey, we'll give you the ad revenue that streamers make by when playing your music to allow for them to continue playing your music, and you know, that'll be it. And I think even small streamers like us, I mean Logan, not yet, but when you get ads on, you know, people see ads, I make within a month maybe like $1.50 on ads.
Yeah. I'd make about 30 cents. So yeah, exactly.
Right. I would be totally fine giving it up. You know, I would be like, if I can play All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey on my streams between the month of November 30th and December 31st, I want to do that. Yep. Music is such an important part of my life, and I know it's an important part of a lot of people that watch streams and do day-to-day tasks, and taking that ability to listen to music away from so many people and being able to connect with music from so many people is, honestly, it's that should be a felony in itself.
Yeah.
You know, it blows my mind how
capital punishment.
Yeah. I know. I have tried taking the blue pill for so long and just going with it and saying yes, daddy, whatever
yes, daddy
whatever
business.
Yes, daddy business, whatever you want, take my livelihood, take, you know, my ability to connect with people with something that I'm extremely passionate about. I'm just, you know, I can't live with that, man. And if I know that that's going to be a felony, if that passes, which with the dusty old people that are in the government, they're going to be like, yeah, that's absolutely allowed. Yeah, let's take it. People aren't going to know. People that are starting out streaming aren't going to know. What are you going to throw them in jail? They're going to be like, Your Honor, I had no idea. Just like Logan, I didn't play the tutorial. I didn't read the terms and agreements when I signed on to this. Nobody
he
does.
Should go to jail for skipping the tutorial. First of all, I want to make sure we make that clear.
Everybody should.
Logan, do you want to jump in for a couple of minutes? Because I do have a couple things I want to cover, but I want to let you
get
I
want to get
another
drink
before
too,
I go through.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I mostly agree with what you guys said. I think I think at its root, the cause of this exact circumstance is the older industries, the older media, refusing to adapt and integrate to new media. And it's not even like tinfoil. There is like literally, even not just in music, in video production, there is like a heavy bias and almost desire to undermine the efforts of internet content and personalities. Yeah. And I think that that's just something that's going to change when we're older, you know, when the boomers are gone, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember the article, but I literally read an article about one of the big labels. It was some executive saying, like, why would we? It's our product. Why would we even consider negotiating or have it be used in whatever this is? Like, you know, somebody who's probably like, you know, 60 years old or, you know, like in their 70s, who just doesn't even care or want to seek.
Just doesn't get it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because, yeah, the way they see it, right? Because the way that they've done it for the last 60 years is, you know, CBS, you know, is going to play your song in an episode of a sitcom. They pay you $15,000, and that's it. Shake hands, and we're done. You know, that's how they do business, and that's all they know. Because they've been doing it for 60 years. Yeah, and then they have no interest. So, like, the internet, what's that? Well, that's where I watch cat videos.
Yeah.
You know? Piano cat.
Which probably is DMCA-able.
Probably
now.
DMCA. Yeah.
Oh, we shouldn't even hum it. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Demonetized
now. On YouTube. Good job, Logan. Congrats.
Yeah. Wait, I see a guitar in the back. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's too close to music. Yeah. That could potentially play a DMCA song. That's another thing too. I'm starting to get everything hooked up, and I haven't worked out all the kinks yet. But once I do, I have my guitar set up to stream right through my computer, and like I can play along to songs. But I can't do it. I can't do it in the current landscape.
I was wondering about that. Are covers still like viable or not? Or, like, so I remember they used to be.
They've always been. You're always not supposed to. So in the current situation, you're never supposed to.
It's a fun thing. Fun thing that you said that. So there's a couple of things. There's a streamer that has branded himself with music that he makes. You know, I watch a lot of Tim the Tap Man, obviously, as we talked about before, and I, you know, this guy Seth Drums donates all the time and posts links and shit, and I've watched some of his stuff, and he's really good at what he does, and he branded himself on something that he loves, which is great. He can't do covers with his drums anymore, and also, if I remember it right, I could be remembering it wrong, but I'm pretty sure he's with a label, and if he plays music that the label owns,
That he made,
he gets DMCA'd with music that he made himself.
Yep.
And the reason being is because the way the DMCA exists is that he has, in this scenario, well, he probably doesn't even have the rights to his own music because he doesn't have his masters.
Right.
But that's a whole, we could have an entire podcast just about how fucked up the music industry is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, basically he has the right to the intellectual property of his music existing and to play it for himself because he wrote it. But he can't play it to other people because the record company that he's with or whoever signed him, his label, has the rights to the songs. And they say, nope, you can't share that with other people without them paying for it. Yeah, it's absurd.
Insane.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And just to give you like a little background on how I'm going to throw a lot of things out there because I have a lot of personal experience with some of it, and some of the personal experience comes from a few years ago when I was studying this stuff in college, so it's a little bit hazy, but just work with me on the generals. Basically, licenses exist for every form of performance, whether that be a live performance of a song, a live performance of a cover of a song, music played in the background of a restaurant or a cafe or a grocery store. There is a license for playing music at a place where the music is specifically used as like an interaction, like a nightclub or something like that. Licenses exist. You pay a specific amount of money to play them either one time, each time. You pay a license to cover a year, and these licenses are sold or negotiated through three major performing rights organizations: ASCAP, BMI, CSAC. Things like UMG are all record companies
BMI
that exist.
BMI is the only one that I really know about.
And they all feed into those three majors, ASCAP, BMI, CSAC. And they have licenses, and they sell licenses to people, and they take the money, and then they distribute that money as royalties to the musicians. They're basically like a middleman that goes through and separates the money as they see fit to the people and the parties that own shares of the songs. My girlfriend actually works for ASCAP, works in that industry. So the problem is there is no license that directly covers live streaming. Doesn't exist. Right. The closest thing is a restaurant, right? And the idea that it's not the main thing that's being offered at a restaurant, there's food at a live stream, it's video games or content, reaction, whatever. But music is in the background, and that music is licensed. So I will be fair and say, as a musician and somebody who appreciates music,
right,
I want the artists to get paid.
Yep.
The unfortunate reality is that basically almost always across the board, if you have a recording company, if you have a label that you're signed to, they get 50%. Across the board. That's the way it works. Right. You can negotiate a little bit, but the baseline is 50-50. So if you write a song and you produce it and you mix it and you master it and you do everything yourself and you're on a label, you get 50%, they get 50%. That's how it is. And the recording companies, the labels, those are the ones that try to milk as much money out of the product as possible because they're a business and they exist just to make more money. Whereas the musician, some do, some don't, some right. do it for the art, whatever. All they need to do, and I think we can agree on this, is create a system through Twitch, through other live streaming platforms, and I've talked about to you guys about this a ton, and I don't know why it's not implemented. Just like restaurants that pay a yearly fee to each of the three major performing rights organizations, or PROs. And it's based on the capacity, okay? So if there's a restaurant or a cafe that can house 12 people at a time, these are just spitballing numbers, not accurate, but you pay $500 to each of them for a year, so $1,500 total, and you can play whatever music's under any of their umbrellas for the whole year. Done. The only problem is, with streaming, there's vast differences, right?
Right.
They're going to have like 5 or 6 or 7 like blanket licenses they can sell to certain sizes of restaurants. There's a ton across Twitch. So what I suggest is do it percentage-based to a cap. If you fall within a specific number of streamers, let's say, or viewers, let's say 0 to 100 viewers, 1 or 2 or 5 or 0.5%, whatever the percentage that they negotiate, is automatically removed, just like taxes, from your pay when Twitch sends it to you. Twitch makes the deal, so it comes out before you even see it. You don't have to pay it yourself as the individual. Gets taken out and then gets distributed to those three major PROs. Once you reach the cap for the year, you're done and you don't have to pay any more for the rest of the year. So if you're 0 to 100 viewers, let's say it's $500 a year for each of them. So you could choose to, out of pocket, pay it up front and say, here you go, here's the money. I just don't want to worry about it. Here's the cash.
Right. I'm
going to play music all year. Or have it removed percentage based. And I think the deal should be that you don't ever have to pay the full amount, because if you don't make enough money to pay for that license, then you probably weren't streaming it to enough people that would have made you enough money to do it.
Yeah.
So do a very small percentage that comes off the top and just goes every time they pay you across the year. And if you meet the cap, then you're done for the year. If you don't meet the cap, that's just money they're making off of nothing.
Right.
And I don't see how there's an issue with this, because it's a new form of revenue.
Yeah.
All the people right. that are watching live streams are not actively choosing not to spend the money on music.
Right.
Their money would go to music, and it would just be new money for the industry. So I truly don't get it, but I think it's that simple. And then think about the huge streamers. You have guys that have 30,000 people. That's like a stadium. I can't even imagine how much money it would cost to have those licenses. But you're telling me that Summit or XQC or Hassan,
the new Drake album out today, we're checking it out.
Would blink an album or blink an album? Would blink an eye if they said $10,000 for each of these recording organizations or performing rights organizations, $10,000 each? They'd shell out a $30,000 check and go, "Here you go."
Right.
Now you have 100 streamers that pay that $30,000 or whatever it is. It could be way more than that. Mm-hmm. You could probably get $500,000 to $1 million injected into the music industry, which isn't a ton, but it's some, instantly. And that's only the top 0.01% of Twitch.
Right.
And then passively be making money off of live streams and YouTube and Facebook and just passively make money. It would be so easy. I just do not understand why somebody hasn't done this yet.
I think that that kind of works. I think that works better than my idea of having the ad revenue go, because like even though mm-hmm. the ad revenue will be dependent on the number of people that come and view your stream, so it would work in terms of distribution of payments via how big you are. Mm-hmm. I agree that the payments that you were discussing, I think that makes more sense, just because the way that I have it set up, you know, it depends, because if you have somebody that's live to 30,000 people 5 days a week, the amount of money that they're going to be giving this company is probably worth more than what the licensing would be to have to be able to share these songs. I don't know. There's some middle ground in between. I think that the way that you brought it up, I think that's probably the best way to do it.
Yeah, but like that's up for the suits to decide, right? Like you can figure out the exact number,
right?
And I think the reason that the just shaving it off the top makes sense,
right,
is because think of how easy it is to bring up, like, as PR to all the partnered and affiliate streamers.
Right.
Listen, we cut a deal with the record companies. You're not even going to see it if you agree to our new terms of service as a partner or affiliate. Let's just say it's 3%, whatever.
Right.
3% of what you earn goes to these performing rights organizations so that you can play their music, no hassles. You can opt out if you don't play music or you choose not to play DMCA music, but you are held liable if you opt out of the 3%. If you play music, you are liable to get DMCA striked and get shut down. You can choose not to pay, but then you just come into the current situation that we're in. Or you have the option to opt in, and then that's it.
Right.
No stress.
In a really great way, too, to, like, pitch this is, like, imagine almost, like, I don't want to say, like, a sponsorship deal, but, like, imagine, like, I don't know, who plays, like, a lot of, like, FPS games? I don't know, like, Tim?
Tim does a lot.
So, like, imagine he's playing, you know, COD, Valorant, Overwatch, whatever. And he's just listening to the new Drake album that just came out. The new Taylor Swift album that just came out. Playing
tonight,
it, you know.
Midnight, let's go.
Oh, it is. I heard it was announced.
Any of my Swifties tonight. In the house? Swifties in the
tonight.
House?
That's
he's
me,
right
baby.
Here. Mid right there. Oh, let's go. At 12 midnight?
Yep.
Ooh, okay. But yeah, so like imagine that though, that situation, right? Like you have 30,000 people watching their favorite streamer playing a game that's not, you know, necessarily like where the audience needs the audio. So he can just sit there and have the new album playing on even on a loop in the background, you know, hey, we're checking out the new album today. That's insane. Cause you know, the number of people who go on to listen to that on Spotify or buy the album is going to be a decent number.
You know
what
would
zero.
Be even more crazy? And there's a couple of things that could happen. The way that I see it, like, I look at people like T-Pain, right? And Logic.
Mm-hmm.
They I mean, Logic is retired now, but like they put music out and they also stream, right? So like, you know how big it would be for them to do like a team up with another streamer and like do like a quad stream or whatever, where the streamer that is playing with the musician is the one playing their album. Mm-hmm. And then you can be like, oh, I'm also interacting with the person that's made this album. Or even like if you, all I'm saying is like, if Drake came out with an album and then the day that it released, he decided he wanted to play Fortnite with Ninja like he did before to help.
And they're listening.
Him.
And then,
Ninja would get a little bit of a share with Drake in terms of like Drake coming on and promoting his album. But like, Drake would make an incredibly large amount of money just by streaming, playing Fortnite with Ninja. He doesn't even have to listen to his own album. Ninja can be the one to play it. Drake can just be jamming out to whatever. It doesn't fucking matter.
He can fucking sing it live on the mic.
Right. That's what I mean. Live. I think live concerts are like for Twitch. I think that's like an actual thing, or like it could.
Especially during the pandemic, people have been doing a ton of DJ sets and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. You know who I love on Twitch right now that I go into once in a while. Fucking Kenny Beats.
I don't know.
Oh yeah. I think I saw him on one of the Austin show talent shows. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, dude,
he's
insane.
Mm.
He goes in and he does battles.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a lot of talent in the music sector and Twitch, and it's really a shame because I can't imagine the state of what they're doing. I mean, originals obviously fine, but
right.
Okay, I was just gonna ask that question from a place of ignorance, like someone like Corpse. Is he on Twitch or YouTube? I'm not even sure where
he's
streams.
On YouTube.
But either way, so anybody who's doing if somebody's doing full originals, no like overhead company, you know.
Depends.
Okay.
Yeah, so like if you're doing originals that are not recorded, then you have absolute right to.
Okay.
The problem is once a song is recorded, there are masters of that song. It's the original recording of that song with all the tweaks and engineering and everything done to it. It's the original mm-hmm. version of that song. And it is usually owned by the label.
Okay.
You get, as the artist, mm-hmm. all of the performance rights. Like, you're allowed to perform it, but there is no license that covers live streaming. So even if you're performing your own music live, if the mm-hmm. label owns the masters, you can't do it.
Yeah.
So okay. if I wrote a completely original song from scratch, did everything myself, mm. but I'm signed with the label, that's part of the partnership we have. They basically, you know, say, okay, you can use our studio and you can have access to all of our, you know, platforms for promoting yourself, but we own half your music and we own your okay. masters. So you can't perform them without our permission.
What about a scenario where someone like Logic or T-Pain, yeah. I'm sure they have some kind of tech in their home, right? Yeah. Some yep. kind of mixing stuff. What if yep. they're like, what if they want to mix, like, they're like, hey, I'm creating something completely new using the stuff that I've bought with my own money in my own
yes.
house.
Yeah, you can do that. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, okay. If you're making it live, yeah.
T-Pain actually okay. does that. He has copyright-free yeah. beats that he put out. Yeah. Okay. I use them once in a while. They're super good. I love them.
Yeah, what if you're... What one if great, you...
Sorry, yeah, I was just going to say one great example. He's not on Twitch anymore. I think he's... Where is he now? YouTube, maybe? I don't know if he even does anymore. Anyway, Deadmau5. He's not signed to... Well, he was for a little bit, but he's not signed to a label. He has his own label and owns his masters and writes his own Smart. Music. But he used to stream all the time him making his own music. He would make it live. Like, he'd have cameras set up in a studio and everything, mm-hmm. and he would walk people through while he's making his music, yeah.
Right, and that's what Kenny now, does, too. He makes beats on stream, yep, live. Too.
Yeah.
So
now what if you are a what if you're signed to somebody and just like the live scenario, but you pre-recorded it, but you did make it all yourself with your own equipment in your own home.
It's as long as it's not released through that label. So like yeah. if I'm signed okay. to a record label, but I'm live streaming and I'm outputting like a new song or something.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I wrote this live with my blah, blah, blah. As long as part of your deal doesn't say that any music that you create is owned by the label, then yeah, you can do that. But there are, okay. that also exists where the label says anytime you create music, you know, we get 50% or whatever like that. Yeah. Mm. But. That's some specific scenarios, but yeah, like if you're making your own music live or something, mm-hmm. even if you're signed or something like that, if you're doing something off the cuff and fresh, then yeah, you can do that.
And okay. believe it or not, I hate giving them credit where credit's due. Kanye West has been actively trying to help musicians get control of their masters.
Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, Kanye's a whole, probably a series, the topic,
yeah. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But I'll say this, the man's, when it comes to music, the man knows what he's doing. The man absolutely yeah. knows music. It's just other things where we run into issues. But we're not going to go down that route.
As a person, it's kind of like, you know, as a person, Kanye West is absolute garbage. But mm-hmm. as a musician and as a business man, I think he has a lot of solid concepts and ideas, and I think he knows a lot more than he tends to give off, which is
he min-maxed all his stats. All his charisma and intelligent points in the music.
Right. For the record, we are at an hour and 28 minutes since I started recording. So
okay,
yeah, I just wanted to give a mark as to where we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
mean, I think
I feel like we're pretty close. Yeah. Anyway, too, so
yeah.
we can knock
and blow. Yeah, I think we covered everything pretty well. I feel like I got everything out about every topic.
Yeah. I think we covered everything pretty well. I think the console launch, I think we could have probably made that a broader concept and allowed mm-hmm. us to go deeper into it. Even though we did go pretty deep into it.
We riffed a bit still.
Anyway. I feel great about it.
We definitely covered the time for that, but yeah. Who do you want to do the
final
outro?
Final
thoughts and outro, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think you just say, hey, thank anybody who's checking this out. This is just the first one. Hopefully there will be improvements. No idea what they could be because we're so great, but hopefully
if you liked the fucking video and you liked us talking, how about you subscribe to the channel and like the video if you're on YouTube? Don't be a jackass.
True.
Do it.
Listen, they tell you to ring the bell, and I know nobody rings the bell. Just ring the bell.
Just ring the fucking bell.
Pop up on your phone, and if you don't want it, you can just swipe it off your screen.
But you shouldn't ever do that. You just keep the bell.
I have a hot take on this one, actually. I have my first hot take. I think
closing out, and he comes in with the hottest take of the night.
It's going to be against our own promotion.
Yeah, yep, yep. So perfect. We're on brand. We're on brand. So
I'll just cut it out. I think Nate's fine.
Smart.
Yeah. Hey, who has the credentials for the YouTube channel? This guy.
Who's going to hold the video? This guy.
I can learn, but I think that ringing the bell most of the time is useless. Like, if you're watching I don't want to say professional, but like, if you're watching a consistent person on YouTube, like most people I watch on YouTube upload at least once a day, or I mean, like, maybe this is all anecdotal and I'm like a different case than most people, but like, I don't miss when people upload, and like, unless it's like a rare circumstance, and I don't have the bell on for anybody.
So you're correct,
mm-hmm.
But that's not the point of the bell. The bell counts in analytics. Like, you watch them anyway, but if you don't hit the bell, it counts against, not against them, but it helps more subscribers with notifications on.
See, first time on the creator side. I'm just thinking about it from the user side. Plus,
like you said, right, you watch them like every day, whatever. I usually do that too for the most part, and I'm also guilty of not ringing the bell. But the thing is too, that the algorithm weights heavily views in the first hour, 4 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
So if you have the bell on, you see it, you're more likely to watch it in the first day, which is the most important time period for like getting it out there and having people see it or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I agree with you. Like, if you're watching all the time anyway, you don't really have to, but it helps to get you in that habit of watching them every day, because it helps them the most if you're watching the videos first day.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube is a crazy, wild, wild west of a space. But
yeah. So what I'm gonna say is, ignore Logan. Okay.
Always click
do. Fucking bell. Okay. Just click it.
Just ring the bell. Just ring the fucking bell.
It's not that hard.
Workers' revolution. We're unionizing. We're not clicking the bell.
Wild.
But yeah, and you know, make sure you check us out. You know, we're gonna try and get to as many podcast locations as possible. So maybe if you don't want to see our gorgeous, sexy looking faces, you could just listen to us on any podcast site. But don't tell me what you do, because I don't want to know. I want to make sure that I know that you guys are watching my sexy ass face literally day in and day out.
Very important.
Yeah.
No. I most importantly want to make sure you're staring at me the entire time. I don't want to know what you're doing while you're staring at me. That is totally... Totally on you.
I
want
to know.
Some rough.
But I want you to be looking at me the whole time.
You tell me what you're doing while staring at Nate.
I want you to look
in the comments. In the comments.
Oh, shit, look at him. Anyway, yeah, all of our socials will be in the description below. If you have anything that you want to dispute with us, put it in the comments. We will read it, and we will answer some of them.
You want
to
invite that?
Get to them with the next podcast. So
I love hate.
Have you seen YouTube comments?
That's pretty much what it is. It's hate takes and cold brews, right?
Hot.
Hate takes. Oh, God. All right. It's time to go.
All right. We will catch you guys later.
We're all on Twitch.
Yep.
And we'll have another episode out next week.
Helikovsky.
Logs, blogs.
And we will catch you guys on the next episode.
Catch you on the flippity flip.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.